Everything moves. We know of no object, not one, that doesn't spin on its own axis while also whizzing through space. It's a hurry-up universe. But what about us? How fast are you moving through space? Glad you asked. First, there's your speed on our spinning planet, and this depends on where you live. At either pole, you don't move at all. At the equator, you move at 1,038 miles an hour. If you like math, you can figure your exact speed by multiplying the cosine of your latitude by 1,038. It works out to about 750 miles an hour in typical American cities, which is very close to the speed of sound. And while you're doing that, you're also being carried through space at our planet's orbital speed, which is a devilishly fast 66,600 miles an hour. We're talking about this now because, so happens, the exact direction we are heading is marked by the moon right now. If you're hearing this on Sunday morning, just step out in a couple of minutes after this is over and just look at the moon. It's a half moon, halfway up the western sky, standing out conspicuously against the blue daytime sky. Look at it and realize that you will be there, right where the moon is, 3.5 hours later. All the other planets are traveling around the sun too, and even go in the same direction we do, like adjacent horses on a carousel. Venus, which is brilliant just before dawn, travels a bit faster than we do, and Mars, that brilliant orange star visible all night long, goes a bit slower. On top of our local motions, our entire solar system, including you and me, are zooming around the center of our galaxy at a sizzling 144 miles per second. We keep doing this, going round and around. So in a real sense, we're going nowhere fast. For A Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.